And good morning. I'm Beth Adams with WXXI News. It's time for the WXXI Business Report. Every Monday, News Director Randy Gorman joins us with different business news. And this morning we're talking, Randy, about employment and wage growth and earnings news, something that is important to most of our listeners, I would think.
Yeah, certainly. We've been talking about employment, as you know, Beth, in various reports for a number of weeks and months now. But as we start to get toward what the economists tend to call full employment, the unemployment rate has been dropping steadily nationwide and here locally, the issue of wage growth, just how much more money people are actually making, is what is of interest to people in the community, including those who follow this on a regular basis. Paychex and a research firm called IHS put out a monthly survey. So instead of just talking about the number of jobs gained by small businesses around the country, they are now adding wage growth to that. Paychex CEO Marty Musi telling me last week there was an increase in wage growth in this latest report, perhaps due in part to the fact that hiring has picked up, unemployment is down, and employers have to raise wages to find good people.
The wages are up about 2.7% over last year. And even better news is that if you take the last 3 months and annualize, the wages are up about almost 3%. So we're seeing some acceleration in wage growth, which is probably because it's more difficult to hire and find people, and therefore the wages got to go up a little bit more.
In terms of job growth, the latest survey does show a decline in job growth at small businesses nationwide, but it's a small decline, and Musi tells me that still the numbers are pretty healthy nationwide. On the earnings front, Kodak reporting first quarter earnings tomorrow. That's a little later than they have in years past for the first quarter, but of course they reported their fourth quarter earnings a bit late as well. They did that in March. At that time, they did report a profitable year for 2016, although profits and sales were down somewhat, mainly caused by a decline in the consumer inkjet business. We did have some news from Kodak since the most recent report. In April, after months of shopping the Prosper inkjet business, Kodak apparently not happy with the offers they were getting and deciding to hang on to that business after all. I should mention, Beth, most of those jobs are based in Ohio, in the Dayton, Ohio area. Also on the earnings front, Xerox, of course, reporting their first quarter as a standalone technology company. We had that some weeks ago, and now on Wednesday, Conduent, that is the company which was spun off to just concentrate on business services, they report their earnings on Wednesday, and although Conduent is headquartered in New Jersey, they also have still some people employed in the Rochester area. And just a brief note, Beth, a couple of local retailers slated to close, and this has been an ongoing issue, of course, with some of the traditional shopping malls and the big box retailers. Sears Holdings, which has had a myriad of financial problems in recent months, did confirm for me that the Kmart on Ridge Road in Webster will close. Liquidation sale happening May 11th, the store to close in late July. And some actually mixed news about whether Gander Mountain in Henrietta is closing. It seems to be closing, according to various reports. At least the company's website said last week all the locations are going out of business. But there are reports the company Camping World Holdings, which bought the brand, may keep some locations open. I've been trying to get a spokesman there to confirm that, and so far we haven't heard that. So as far as we know, the Henrietta Gander Mountain is closing, but stay tuned. We'll see if there's any development on that.
All right. Thank you. That's Randy Gorman, WXXI News Director, with our business report.